البيان راديو presents the following program presented by شيخ وليد ملحم.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. عشرة أسباب لمغفرة الذنوب ومحي آثار السيئات. 10 ways sins are expiated and your sins to be erased. We continue on the brief book 100 Pieces of Advice by Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon him and our scholars. Allahumma ameen. He enlightens us with 10 ways sins can be expiated and erased. Number 1. Sins are expiated by sincere repentance. Surely the one who repents from sin is like the one who has no sin. Fahiya, number 1. At-tawbatu nasuha. Yaqulu ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحة عسى ربكم أن يغفر عنكم سيئاتكم ويدخلكم جنات. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a part of this ayah commands or speaks to the believers, يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله. Repent to Allah توبة نصوحة, a sincere repentance. Perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala عسى ربكم أن يغفر عنكم سيئاتكم ويدخلكم جنات. Perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hoping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive your sins and enter you into the paradise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Furqan, he states, وَمَنْ تَابَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَإِنَّهُ يَتُوبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَتَابًا. And whoever repents and does good actions, فَإِنَّهُ يَتُوبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَتَابًا. And indeed, this is yani a repentance and a returning repentance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنَّهُ يَتُوبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَتَابًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept his repentance. Now, with regards to repentance, there are conditions. أولاً الإخلاص. Number 1, sincerity. Number 2, النَّدَمْ عَلَى الذَّنْبِ. To be regretful upon the sin. Number 3, الإقلاع عن الذنب. To stay far away from the sin. Number 4, الْعَزْمُ عَلَى عَدَمِ الْعَوْدَةِ. To be determined not to return back to this sin. So these are the conditions. These are conditions for your sins to be expiated. And this is with a sincere, or this is a conditions for a sincere repentance, whereabouts this will lead for your sins to be expiated. Now we mentioned the story of the man who killed 99 people. A story that's known to you and I. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has informed us some of these beautiful stories where there are many lessons from them. We know the man killed 99 people looking for tawbah, or requesting tawbah, or seeking tawbah, seeking forgiveness, seeking to be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he went to look for a learned person, and on his way he met a worshipper rather than a learned person, and he said to him, to the meaning, I'm looking for repentance, I've killed 99 people, is there repentance for me? The worshipper said, no, there is not. So what this man who has killed 99 people, it's not going to affect him to make it one more. He killed this worshipper. And of course, there are many lessons from this with regards to the mufti and mustafti and the fatwa, asking a learned person and or the difference between a worshipper and a scholar. But here, of course, this response was incorrect. Therefore, the one who gave the wrong fatwa was affected, and the one who seeked this fatwa was also affected. So here in this hadith, it is mentioned that this man killed this worshipper and made it 100 people. But he continued on his way to seek repentance. And this is yani the moral of this hadith. He had determination and he continued to move forward to seek forgiveness in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet he was, of course, upset with this response, and it led him to, unfortunately, making it 100. Now, when he had met a scholar, a alim, upon his journey, he had requested and asked, is there repentance for him? Can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive him? And the response from this learned person, he said, indeed there is, yes. And what stops or prevents your repentance, or what stands before you in the repentance? Meaning between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he gave him then instruction, and he said, flee to this land, go to this land, go to where the people are worshipping Allah, and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with them. And in the hadith continued on. But we know upon his journey now to this land, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed that the earth, or that his soul would be taken. Then an angel of mercy and an angel of punishment came down to dispute, and there was a dispute between the two, who's going to take his soul. Angel of mercy, or the angel of punishment, or the angel of evil, meaning those who take the wretched souls and so forth. So here then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent an angel to judge between them, and the earth was measured, and in summary Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed that the earth, to be shorter in the direction of where he was heading to. So he was closer to the land of Tawbah rather than the land of transgression and evil. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave him. And there was a hidden or an important message in the hadith where the angel mentioned, جَاءَ مُقْبِلًا بِقَلْبِهِ. He came with his heart. He came with his heart in repentance. So this point we leave off, my dear respected listeners, and I remind myself, sins are expiated with a sincere repentance. This man was forgiven because of his sincere repentance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, وَمَنْ تَابَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَإِنَّهُ يَتُوبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَتَابًا. And whoever seeks repentance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and does righteous actions, for indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive and accept his repentance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from you and I, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to be of those whose sins are expiated by repentance. Allahumma ameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.